Okay. Thank you very much, Sena. And that is the reason why we need to approach this from a technical standpoint. How is it possible? How is it possible? Should we accept it because they've said something that it doesn't make sense? Something that totally is against the rules and engagement of IT world in terms of what bio is all about? We don't need Jane Mensah right now. We need the head of IT at EC. Whoever is advising EC to be making such flaws, we need that person to come and explain to us why this thing happened. What were the measures that were put in place? How come we couldn't foresee this basic errors? If we want to be very charitable to them, that, okay, it was an error. Why did it happen? And what is the guarantee? What mechanisms are you putting in place to ensure that in December 7th, we wouldn't have a conflicted system? We need to ask the technical questions, and here the head of IT is the one we need to question him. We don't need Jane Mensah, because what is Jane Mensah coming to say? Look at what the examples they're giving around. It doesn't make sense. We shouldn't buy into it, and NDC shouldn't make any move unless we are satisfied with all the technical answers given, with all the way forward on technical grounds before we can make progress. Because right now, we've been compromised. The NDC, we have to acknowledge that we have been compromised. If we attempt any formanyame, just even a macro of a percentage, we are out. This register will not serve our purpose. This register is flawed. This register has been and is still being manipulated. This register gives total control to the NPP. That is what it's all about, Sena. And here, Sena, let me read this. The referee. And I quote, "I think if there's anyone who is becoming a threat or potential threat to the democracy we are practicing in our country, then I would rather say that it is the posture of the NDC." This is coming from the Deputy Electoral Commission. What's his name? Dr. Sribo. That's the name, right? He made this statement months ago, and that is the referee.
It's Bosman Asari. Dr. Bosman Asari.
Excuse me. I am sorry, Mr. Sribo. Dr. Bosman Asari. That is the posture, the prejudice, the psyche of the referee that our destiny is currently in his hands. And if you look at all the things that are happening, eliminating by rough tactics, IPAC, off, we'll not listen, we'll do whatever we will attack in it. And to the point of Sena, let me put this thing here. Ropa is another angle that these people are using to show up their numbers. We have to look into it carefully. We received a lot of complaints that the embassies and officials in the diaspora are calling their members to come and give details of whatever, to come and register. And currently we know that the airport is open. We know that the numbers that they inputted in there is to serve proper purposes. And the EC has not denied. They said they are looking at, you know, the possibility of doing that. So here, the NDC is overstretched. This is way beyond the normal way of doing things. It is high time we fall back, review the strategy, and look at the possible holes that these people are capitalizing on and close them. And I'll tell you something, Sena. There's one thing I learned from Chachuchigata during the court case. And the reason why I'm saying that, let's approach this from a technical standpoint. Chachuchigata had all the patience in the world, okay? Looked at all the evidence on the face of the sheet, all the allegations that the MPP made, and he shut it down point by point by point by point by point. That is how you address matters of this nature. It is not an issue where you talk just freely and you let it go. Why did it happen? How did it happen? Who is responsible? What was the initial agreement? We need every detailed info to understand where we find ourselves in. If we do not understand the why, and we are not convinced with the why, we cannot make progress. And the NDC, we must acknowledge this. This is technical. Let's not use business as usual. Let's not put our major political heads there. Put your technical team there and let them question. Let them educate. Let them ensure that Ghanaians understand how the system is to work and what the system is doing now. and why it put all of us as a nation at risk.
Okay. Okay. Jibril, solution.